When the summer sun shines bright, and the leaves on the trees are both large and long, it is merry when walking in the fair forest to hear the small bird's song. The wood wall sang and would not cease among the leaves of the lime tree. And it is by two sturdy yeomen, by dear God, that I mean. I dreamt they beat and bound and took my bow from me. As long as I am alive and named Robin Hood, I'll get my revenge on both of these men.
Dreams are fleeting, master, said John, as the wind that blows over a hill, for it never be so loud this night. Tomorrow it may be still. Robin said, prepare you, get ready, my merry men all, for John shall go with me, for I'll go seek yonder a sturdy yeoman in greenwood where he may be. They put on their green gowns and walked into the forest until they came to the merry greenwood where they were glad to be. They saw a sturdy yeoman with his body leaned on a tree. The sword and the dagger he wore by his side had been many a man's murderer. He was clad in his horse skin, top and tail and mane. Stand still, master, said Little John, under this trusty tree, and I will go to the sturdy yeoman to know his meaning truly. John, to me you have no chance, and that's an amazing thing. How often have I sent my men before me and let myself stand behind? It takes no skill to know a knave and a man, but hear him speak. And if it were not for damaging my bow, John, I would break your head. It was words that caused anger that parted Robin and John. John has gone to Barnsdale, where he knows the way. And when he came to Barnsdale, great heaviness he had. He found two of his fellows were both in a forest glade, and Scarlet was on foot flying over stumps and stone, for the sheriff, with 70 of men, who was fast after him, was gone. Yet one shot I'll shoot, says Little John, with Christ his might and mine. I'll make the fellow yonder that flies so fast to be both glad and happy. John bent up a good bow and prepared to shoot. The bow was made of a tender bow and fell down to his foot. Misery come to you, wicked wood, said Little John, that never you grow on a tree. For this day has caused me trouble when I should be helped. This shot was let out inaccurately. The arrow flew in vain, and it met one of the sheriff's men. Good William of Trent was slain. It had been better for William of Trent to hang upon a gallows than for to lie in the greenwood there slain with an arrow. And it is said, when men meet, six can do more than three. And they had firmly Little John and bound him fast to a tree. You shall be dragged by a horse, said the sheriff, and hanged high on a hill. But you may fail, said Little John, if it be Christ's own will. But let us leave Little John, for he is bound fast to a tree, and talk of Guy and Robin Hood in the greenwood where they be.